This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, it turns out it wasn't just the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal reported today that its own computers had been infiltrated by Chinese hackers as well. Apparently, the paper says to keep an eye on its China coverage. And it's also not just media companies that are getting the unwanted online attention. You know, Kim Zetter covers cybersecurity for Wired magazine. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we know what they wanted out of the New York Times. They were looking for email addresses and contacts and all that stuff. But as you broaden it to corporations, what do presumably overseas hackers want out of American companies?
Well, they want a variety of things. In this particular case, as you pointed out, they wanted to get source information for some stories that the New York Times was publishing. But we've seen multiple attacks, and the motivations and aims are often different. A couple of years ago, they hacked Google, and there the focus was getting into the email accounts of political activists, but also obtaining source code belonging to Google. So in that case, we've got a political motive and possibly an economic motive.
And then as you spread the corporate net more widely, they have gone after companies like Lockheed Martin, a big defense contractor, and you can sort of imagine what they might want out of them. But what about, like, Coke? Apparently Coke has been victimized. What do you want out of Coke?
Well, you want, it's a sort of economic espionage. You want to know what your competitors are doing. You might not necessarily focus on the recipe for Coke, although that's a good one. Yeah, everyone wants to know the recipe for Coke, right? But you might also want to know the factory secrets. You know, how does Coke operate successfully?
What about car companies? I could see car companies, right? Because, I mean, China is so big in the car industry.
Yeah. I mean, so in there, you'd want to do some espionage on how the layout of the plant works, who their suppliers are, maybe, you know, how everything works. You might want to set up to model their assembly lines, that kind of thing.
Yeah. This is, I will grant you in advance of the question, a monstrous oversimplification. But don't any of these places that have been attacked have, like, Norton antivirus installed?
Yeah, but that's not going to help you.
Okay. I mean, you see my point, right?
I see your point. Yeah. Okay. You know, getting security right is difficult. It's a really hard thing to do, and it's an ongoing thing. You can't just secure a system for once and say, okay, we're done. No hackers are going to get in. You have to constantly be monitoring, and you have to have multiple defense layers, not just antivirus. You need firewalls. You need intrusion detection and intrusion prevention. So we do a lot of blame game when someone gets hacked. But it's really hard to get it right. In this case, you know, there probably were a lot of things that the New York Times could have done better. But quite often you can actually do everything right and still get hacked.
Well, yeah. Is this fundamentally a game in which the attacker will always have the upper hand, right?
Yeah, because there are multiple ways to get in and you never know what they are. Some of them are novel and you don't know about them. For instance, with zero-day attacks, which use a vulnerability that no one knows about.
I'm sorry, zero-day?
Yeah, a zero-day is attacking a vulnerability that's unknown. For instance, if you're attacking a vulnerability in a Windows operating system, Microsoft doesn't know about it yet, so it hasn't been fixed. So those are things that are really hard to catch.
That's positively Rumsfeldian. It's an unknown unknown.
It's an unknown unknown, exactly.
So where do we go? I mean, is this just the cost of life in the digital era?
It's the cost of being online, definitely. I mean, if you're connected, you're hackable. So, you know, what everyone has to do is figure out how to sort of mitigate the risks and then how to live in a sustainable way with the risks. So you know you're going to get hacked and you try to do the best that you can to mitigate what the consequences of that will be.
Kim Zetter, she's a senior reporter at Wired. Kim, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.